And the trending topic on X here, which is linked in the show notes, mentions that this could very well be a response to pressure from companies like DeepSeek. And we just mentioned on yesterday's episode the DeepSeek R1 reasoning model, which is entirely open source and entirely more affordable than OpenAI's O1 reasoning model, and performs similarly or even better in some cases to the O1 reasoning model. So very quickly, DeepSeek from China has become the open source leader, where OpenAI was initially supposed to be before going the profit route. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, we are back with an absolutely huge Daily Digest episode tonight. Tons of big launches in the world of AI. Huge news for all of us users of the technology. So let's not waste any more time and let's get right into it. First things first, OpenAI has launched their Operator agent. So we have talked about Operator before, but this is an agentic AI system that's capable of performing web-based tasks with its own interactive browser interface. Of course, we have been waiting for Operator now amidst many conversations about AI agents, but this is a significant advancement in AI automation, especially because it comes from the company that's very quickly becoming synonymous with AI, and that is OpenAI. So the agent, well, somewhat limited still at this point, and we'll talk about some of its limitations, can interact with websites by typing, clicking, and scrolling just like a human would do. And it's actually powered by an entirely new model called the Computer Using Agent, the CUA, which combines the vision capabilities of GPT-4 with the advanced reasoning of O1 using reinforcement learning, which allows it to interpret and interact with the user interfaces and buttons and menus and text fields across the web. Now, there are several use cases for the tool. Check out the X thread in the show notes from Rowan Chang over at therundown.ai. He had early access to the agent and tested out quite a few use cases, but the use cases are somewhat limited now, and that's to be expected. This is early days. They are in what they're calling the research preview, but the primary use cases are things like filling out forms, ordering groceries, scheduling vacations or trips, reserving meals, even creating memes. But like I said, there are some limitations to the sites and the technologies it's able to access and integrate with, which Rowan mentions in his thread as well. Now let's talk about the availability and the access. We are losing our minds over here at the AI Marketing Navigator because, unfortunately, currently Operator is only available to the pro tier, the $200 per month subscription, and even then only in the United States. Now, the good news is OpenAI plans to expand the access to Plus and Team and Enterprise users and eventually integrate Operator directly into the ChatGPT interface. So even the $20 per month users like us will have access at some point and hopefully soon. Of course, there are a bunch of safety and privacy features that have been built in, things like requiring user confirmation for significant tasks or asking that the user authenticate or log into certain technologies or platforms that the tool might need access to, like Google Calendar or something like that. And again, there are several websites and platforms that do not allow Operator to access them currently. Furthermore, you can opt out of training the model on your use. And also, you can very quickly and easily, with one click, delete the browsing data that the operator has accumulated, and even force logout of the operator from multiple sites simultaneously. Now, we mentioned that there are several platforms and businesses and companies that are not allowing collaboration with the agent at this time, but there are some very notable platforms that are, things like DoorDash and Instacart, so you can make orders and place orders with the agent, and OpenTable and Priceline and StubHub and Thumbtack and Uber as well. So a lot of these reservation and online ordering platforms, which makes sense. They probably want to open themselves up to autonomous income and autonomous revenue as quickly as possible, I would imagine. Now, we will be getting access to the Plus and Team tiers eventually, like I said, but the CUA model, as it's called, the Computer Using Agent, will also be made available through the API, which will allow developers to access it as well. So the agentic AI storm continues to rage, and the big players are now entering the fray. Okay, next is an announcement from Perplexity, and this continues our agentic AI theme. The post is linked in the show notes from X, where they announced the Perplexity Assistant. And I'll just read directly from the introductory post on X here. Assistant uses reasoning, search, and apps to help with daily tasks ranging from simple questions to multi-app actions. You can book dinner, find a forgotten song, call a ride, draft emails, set reminders, and more. So on the day that Operator Agent launches, Perplexity launches their assistant. And they are continuing to be aggressive as far as launches go and trying to combat these bigger companies. And we talked about Perplexity's unique kind of market position and how I would definitely be feeling the pressure from these bigger AI companies if I were them, who are likely going to integrate the capabilities that Perplexity has directly into their existing platforms. And all of that is kind of feeling speculation and opinion that Perplexity maybe consider allowing themselves to be acquired. And I've even seen some rumblings on Twitter that Apple would be an ideal candidate, which would be very interesting. Anyway, so much like the operator agent, the Perplexity assistant is going to be able to browse the web and complete tasks for you autonomously. One example they give here in the thread is reminders of any public events or researching restaurants in your area that you might want to reserve a table at or that you're interested in. And this kind of demonstrates the context that the assistant can maintain as it's processing different actions and tasks as well. Another cool tidbit is that the assistant is multimodal, so you can literally tell it to turn on the camera and ask about what you're seeing in front of you or on your screen. So we absolutely love that here on the AI Marketing Navigator. Love multimodal, love AI vision in these tools, and Perplexity has definitely been cooking a little bit with this assistant behind the scenes. Unfortunately, a little bit more bad news with this agent as far as availability. It is only currently available on the Play Store, so only for Android. It is not available on iOS, which is likely due to some operating system limitations or restrictions from Apple. So if you, like me, are primarily on the iOS system, we have another agent or another agentic system that we have to wait to test out, unfortunately. Okay, and then lastly for our Daily Digest episode today, more from OpenAI bringing the goodness, maybe because they're excluding the plus team and the free tiers from this operator agent. They want to kind of appease us a little bit. They have announced that they are allowing the free tier of ChatGPT to get O3 Mini. So you're going to get access to the slimmed down version of their flagship reasoning model for free. And then on top of that, if you are a plus user, so if you do have a paid account, the limits or the usage rates for O3 Mini have gone way up. So if you've been waiting to test out O3 because you're still on the free tier and you're holding off from coming out of pocket for OpenAI, then now you can try it out for free. And the trending topic on X here, which is linked in the show notes, mentions that this could very well be a response to pressure from companies like DeepSeek. And we just mentioned on yesterday's episode the DeepSeek R1 reasoning model, which is entirely open source and entirely more affordable than OpenAI's O1 reasoning model, and performs similarly or even better in some cases to the O1 reasoning model. So very quickly, DeepSeek from China has become the open source leader where OpenAI was initially supposed to be before going the profit route. So DeepSeek R1 continues to cause waves throughout the industry due to its incredible performance and incredibly affordable rates. So we are all about open source AI here at the AI Marketing Navigator, and it's great news to see that DeepSeek R1 is pushing the market in that direction. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated. It is by far the most helpful thing you could do for the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when our episode drops. Until then, and as always, thank you for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.